It's coming up to Christmas, and Christmas is always a little different if you're away from home, especially if that's not by choice. Almost 6 million Ukrainians, on UNHCR figures, have become refugees since Russia invaded Ukraine in February of 2022. About 35,000 Ukrainians have been granted visas to come to Australia in that time, including our next two guests, Svitlana Ganzuk and her son Maxim, who was 16 years old when they left Ukraine, fled the city of Zaporizhia in March 2022 and have since settled in Australia. Welcome to Sunday Extra, Svitlana.
Hi. How are you?
And welcome, Max.
Hello.
Great to speak to both of you. First to you, Svitlana. It's a horrible situation that you, your family, indeed your whole country was put in. Could you tell us about leaving Ukraine?
It was hard to understand. It's really war. I think it's finished tomorrow or after 1 week. But now it's near 4 years and it's keep going. It was really hard to leave family because it feel when I hug my family before we left, it was like, I hope I see them not last time in my life.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. No.
But now I came to Australia. We meet a lot of nice people and we have a nice opportunity. It was hard because I understand part my family and friend live in Ukraine and it's continue some bad happiness. But in 13,000, more than 14,000 kilometers, it's new life. Now life more easy. Probably Adelaide now it's my second home.
Max, what was it like for you?
Well, I guess I was just 16 at the time when we left, so I didn't really know what to expect or how long it's going to go for. So yeah, it was quite stressful, but I didn't really know what I signed up for. I just didn't know what to expect. And I thought, well, I'll finish soon and we'll be able to come back home soon. But it's been almost 4 years and we're still here.
And Svitlana mentioned Adelaide, Max. I understand that you started off living in Sydney, but that you had quite a big role in the fact that you've ended up in Adelaide. Could you tell us about that?
So our relatives invited us to move to Sydney once the war started. So that's where we initially ended up moving to. Because I've been doing sport called Canoe Sprint for a few years before moving to Australia. I've looked into finding some sport clubs in Australia to for me to be able to continue doing what I love. And then after finding it, the national championships in 2022 ended up being in Adelaide. So we ended up coming to Adelaide. Yeah, everyone was just so welcoming and we loved our time here. So maybe like a few weeks later, we had a chat with mom and we decided to see if there would be possible to move here. So then we contacted Tanya and then she helped us organize everything to move here.
Fantastic. And you've represented both Ukraine and now Australia in canoeing, is that right?
Yeah.
So what was it like moving to Adelaide and going to school, high school in Adelaide, Max? How'd you find that?
Yeah, I finished Hanley High School last year. So yeah, it was like an interesting experience because I was still trying to improve my language, but also trying to meet new people. So it was a stressful period of my life, but I think it went well, yeah.
And presumably you've found a bit of a community in the canoe sprint community in Australia. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. I've started training with the squad, with the state development squad, but now I've progressed to the sport institute. So it's based in Adelaide, but it's the biggest one in Australia. Yeah.
And often it can be a challenge balancing, you know, such an intense commitment to competitive sport and school. But I'm told you managed to do that very well and did very well on the school front too.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about the details of that, Max. Come on.
Come on. You can do it to this.
Well, yeah, I graduated in last year and I've been able to get into physio with the help of Tanya again and Association of Ukrainians. We kind of fought for the place there because it was a bit challenging to get into because they've announced that the permanent visas are going to be given to Ukrainians. But at the time of applications were closing. We still didn't have their visa, so we had to go above and beyond to make that happen.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Max, who we just heard from there, and Svitlana Ganzuk, who came to Australia in 2022. So I've been here for a few years now, based in Adelaide, as we heard. Svitlana, are you regularly in contact with family and friends in Ukraine still? And what are they telling you?
I contact with family. Someone live Ukraine as well. Someone stay in Ukraine. Who stay in Ukraine, it's really hard because now it's winter. It's cold. And actually, they doesn't have a lot of lights in my city. It's 20 hours, around 20 hours, they should sit in underground because for save their life, it's like very hard to stay inside. Sometimes you can see like news. When I open my internet, it's like first messages, it's, how are you, Zaporizhia? Are you okay? If it's some bomb attack, someone friend, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's very hard.
Yes, yeah, because Zaporizhia, the city where you came from, is very close to the front now, yes?
Exactly. 20 kilometers, government say people should go from some suburb, which around 20 kilometers from city, actually from my home, and it's a lot of destroyed. So, my uncle, he should left his village and private business because it's his farm, his suburb was destroyed, and his farm was destroyed as well.
And Max, what about you? Do you still stay in touch with friends in Ukraine?
Yeah, I still have like a couple of friends from my school back in Ukraine and a few of the people that I've started paddling with. So like the other day, I got a message from them. They sent me a video of their place where we used to train, and now it's like completely empty without any water, and you can literally just walk on the bottom of that place. So it was quite sad to see that.
Because last year, it was 2 years ago, was destroyed dam in the Kakhovka dam. And now we doesn't have enough water for this area where Max have trained before.
And Max, do your friends talk about the state of the war?
Yeah. Also, like last year when I went to the World Champs, I've seen a few of them because they were part of the Ukrainian team. And yeah, we had a bit of a chat. And yeah, it doesn't seem to be getting any better. So yeah, it's quite dangerous to still be in Ukraine in general, but also especially in Zaporizhia as the city being close to their borderline.
It's wonderful for Australia that you're able to go to the championships representing Australia, but it must be a mixed feeling for you, especially if you meet your former colleagues representing Ukraine. Max, how does that feel?
I guess we're all friends at the end of the day, and it's a great opportunity to race against each other. On a race line, we're competitors, but after the race, we're still friends and we're able to talk and have fun outside of that.
And I mentioned earlier Christmas. Svitlana, could you tell us what Christmas was like for you back in Ukraine?
In Ukraine, we make a traditional 12 traditional dishes. Very important, it's kutia, because it's like connect with us, with people who pass away, and like some ceremony. We got some Ukrainian decorated, Ukrainian traditional rushnik. It's with embroidery, some candle. Yeah, it's like very, very beautiful memories from this.
I've read about kutia on the government website. It describes it as boiled wheat mixed with poppy seeds and honey. It sounds delicious.
It's very tasty.
Max, are you a fan of kutia?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to have it every year, yeah.
And you are now celebrating Christmas in Australia, is that right?
Yeah, we celebrated with some friend and but it's probably like Australian, more Australian traditional, not like Ukraine.
And obviously, when you arrived, you guys were not sure how long you would be in Australia. I imagine it's a very complicated question, thinking about where is home for you now. Svetlana, how do you think of that question of home?
Of home, it's probably where your family, because your family, it's your heart. And some pieces, it's my son. Some pieces, it's my brother and mom. So some place, it's Australia. Now, maybe it's first half my life, it's Ukraine. Now it's probably Australia.
Yes, yeah. And what about for you, Max?
Yeah, it was a lot of uncertainty when we came on whether we are going to stay here or not, especially being on the temporary visas. But now, since we got the permanent visas, thing, it kind of gave us a bit more confidence that we are able to stay here for as long as we need to. Just spending last three Christmases here, it kind of starts feeling a bit more like home. So, yeah.
Well, look, it's been lovely speaking with you. Thank you for speaking about obviously what's such a difficult issue, but we're delighted that things are going well for you in Australia and wish you a very happy Australian and Ukrainian Christmas this year, Svetlana and Max.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. I wish Merry Christmas for everyone.
By the way, how do you say Merry Christmas in Ukrainian?
Щасливого Різдва.
Thank you very much. And we might finish up with a beautiful Ukrainian Christmas carol. It's become famous in English and indeed around the world under the title Carol of the Bells. But what is the Ukrainian name for this song?
Щедрик.
Щедрівочка. Прилетіла ластівочка. Стала собі щебетати.
Щедрик, щедрик, щедрівочка, прилетіла ластівочка, стала собі щебетати, господаря викликати. Щебетати, господарю, подивися на кошару, там овечки покотилися, ягнички народились. Тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати в тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей. Тебе жінка чужого права, хоч не руші, то полова. Тебе жінка чорноброва, щедрик, щедрик, щедрівочка прилетіла, ластівочка.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.